This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Well, welcome to day three of our Sturgis trip. We are back with our recap, our fun, our disappointments maybe, and just what we loved about day three. Day three was a lot of, well, not a lot of writing, guys. It was just...
It was literally all writing.
I mean, it was, but it wasn't like 7 hours of writing.
Was literally 7 hours of writing.
No, because we stopped and ate and stuff.
Okay.
All right, maybe it was actually. But anyways.
I mean, we left the house at like 10 and we didn't get back till like 8. 8:30.
Yeah, that's true.
It was actually like 9.
Okay, so 9. So that's 11 hours.
All right, but we had a lot more stops.
Yeah, there was a lot of stops, but it was a full day of writing.
Well, we went to a lot of cool places. Brett, where were some of the places that we went to? Because you were the one that kind of led the charge on this one.
Our first stop was Hill City. And then from Hill City, we went into Custer State Park and did the wildlife loop.
That was cool. Seeing that was just neat in general. Seeing the wildlife eventually, but just kind of winding through it and going through the hills, I thought was fun.
I am grateful that we did see the bison because...
And one big one at the end of the day.
Almost every time I've done the wildlife loop, I haven't seen much of anything. Prairie dogs. There's always the prairie dogs out there. Where we stopped and took a break, and I had my chair.
That's right. Brett packed his own little mini portable chair. Where'd you get it from, Amazon?
I believe it was Amazon. But actually, my former boss had got a chair similar for a motorcycle trip. And so that's what actually led me to buy it, and I have... two of those ones, and then I have actually four different color ones that I keep on the boat.
And I forgot to order them because you told me to order one, but it might have been for the boat. But anyways, I did not order one. Do you think do you plan on using it again sometime this trip?
I guess we'll see. I still have it in the saddlebag. It's sitting there. It's locked up. Yeah, it was comfortable.
All right, well, where do we go next?
After the wildlife loop... we did Iron Mountain Road. And we'll kind of go in order. I think this will be a good transition kind of through the day. So what were your guys' thoughts on Hill City? We'll back up a bit, and then we'll continue on. So what were your guys' thoughts on Hill City?
It felt like a mini Deadwood-ish area. Like, we showed up, and we could park our bike in the middle, so it wasn't terrible. No, I would say more of like a mini Sturgis from what I've seen, the, you know, going down that main road where people are parked on both sides and then down the middle as well. And we got to do that in Hill City. It was cool. I mean, all we did was really go to the Harley shop and get our poker chip. So I thought it was kind of neat, but we didn't spend but like 10 minutes there, 15 minutes.
What about you, Justin?
I mean, it was definitely a town.
It was a town.
It had a Harley shop.
And as do they all.
Had a lot of bikes. And they had ice cream, but we didn't have any.
Still have not had ice cream yet.
I wanted to get ice cream later in the day when we were wrapping up, getting ready to come home at the last visitor center. But the cooler was shut off. They had pricing for ice cream, but there was nothing in there. It was all gone.
Make sure you speak into your mic, please. Thank you, sir.
All right.
So, wildlife loop.
Wildlife loop.
What were your thoughts on the wildlife? I guess you already touched base on that.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of a relaxing. It kind of reminded me of like the Badlands, where it was you could stop as many times as you wanted. It wasn't fast paced driving. It was smooth, and you had to see a lot of scenery. So it was relaxing. It was a relaxing portion.
What about you, Justin?
Just a lot of big country out there. You know?
Wow.
I mean, it was nice to just take it slow and go at our own pace. There wasn't, you know, anything pressing we had to get to. So, I mean, that was nice, kind of just taking it slow. There wasn't a lot of curves or extra windiness. So, I mean, it was a very easy ride, easy ride.
I guess that's a perfect segue into after the wildlife loop. We went and we did Iron Mountain Road, and that goes towards Mount Rushmore, up through the Black Hills, right smack through the Black Hills. What, Chris? I'll start with you. What were your thoughts on Iron Mountain Road?
Pain in the ass. the switchbacks aren't that fun for me. I like curving around things, but more in a gradual, more of a rhythmic sort of way. Like when we were, what high we were going down? 385?
385.
Yep. Okay. So that was nice because you're still going down through the mountains, the hills and all that, but you're going at 60. It's a wide open, like four lane for a lot of it. That I liked, but going up the switchbacks were a pain in my butt because at one point, I actually had to put my feet down because I thought I wasn't going to make it up. I didn't. So when you're doing, obviously, throttle and clutch, trying to maintain that as best as you can and trying to turn, I would say almost, well, it actually is pretty close to a 180-degree turn to go backwards, basically, and then go up and take a left and go backwards because you wind up the hill. That was tough for me. Downhill, I'm actually better at. And you said that's actually should be the tougher of the two things is going downhill rather than uphill. But I like going downhill better.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that way anyway. I know I enjoy going uphill. I mean, I enjoy them both. But
that was not uphill, relaxing. That was not a relaxing ride. Going
uphill traditionally easier for me.
Yeah. That wasn't relaxing for me. That was like, okay, you got to be on, like, even a some. I'm not seasoned. I'm a novice. We'll call myself a novice rider. That was tough.
I mean, that definitely. It. I think it's doable for as long as you're not a beginner rider. You know, your first year on a bike that's too big for you. You know, on all those kind of scenarios. It's doable, but it definitely. You can definitely see the ones that have been riding for some time versus the ones that, you know, have less time riding.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just maybe someone that's rode that path more than just
more than today. Yeah.
I would feel like if I went through again, I feel like I would be a lot more confident and be able to handle it better.
Sure.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of blind corners and they got your suggested speeds going around said corners, and sometimes they say 15 miles an hour, sometimes they say 5, and it's you know, it's hard to tell sometimes going around those blind corners like what you're actually getting into. So there's definitely a little bit of intimidation and timidness that would come with just experiencing it for the first time.
The one big thing that was on my mind as we're going around those corners is, okay, first of all, don't dump the bike because that would be very embarrassing. And for two, there could be more people behind me other than just Justin. And also, there's people coming the opposite way too sometimes. So I'm like, okay, don't hit them. Don't go across the lane. You're going to look like the biggest idiot out here. And I was thinking to myself as we're doing that, I was like, how are there not more deaths every year during this from just going on that and Needles Highway? So that was my thoughts. It was not relaxing. Cool experience, but not relaxing.
Justin, was there anything you'd like to add on top of the things that you've already said?
I mean, I was definitely nervous going through that. I was also just hungry. So pushing through, since we didn't stop
anywhere.
I think we finally got lunch at 3:30
yeah,
p.m.
No, I had been hungry since we were starting the wildlife loop. So this was hours later.
Could never find a Snickers bar.
No, I just
needed probably, something. That probably took about an hour and a half, hour 45 from the start of the wildlife loop to when we finally got food.
If not longer. But yeah, no, I was hungry, so we had to push through just to get to Keystone so I could eat. But besides that, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those weird things that I personally don't see why. I can see doing it for, like, yep, I did it. But it wouldn't be something that I would do on a regular for enjoyment.
Very interesting. I enjoyed both, and we'll get into Needles Highway.
I think it'd be different, too, if I wasn't riding a bike, because, we can talk about this later with Needles Highway, but I feel like I missed a lot of the views because I'm focusing on the road,
yes,
going 15 miles an hour up and down through the mountain, and I get like a quick glimpse, and then like, oh, that looks really cool. Oh, shit, I gotta turn real fast now.
Don't crash.
I gotta go back the other way, and now I'm 50 feet lower than I was before, so I can't see the top of the mountain anymore. So it's like you get glimpses. So it would have been cool to, I don't even know, driving anything, even if I was in a car, I don't think that I would be able to really take in the view. I'd have to be a passenger. If they did like a bus tour and you could like have someone else drive you and actually like a safari, an Iron Mountain Road safari van bus. I don't know.
They probably something have them. I don't know.
Something like that. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, if it fits through the tunnel. I mean, the tunnels were cool. I did like the tunnels. I liked the views that I got to see.
The tunnels that you can see Mount Rushmore through.
Yeah, that was
on
cool.
Iron Mountain Road. Those are fantastic. That's why you go north. When you travel north on Iron Mountain Road, then you're able to get those views driving through the tunnels. You can see Mount Rushmore. So after, not to circle or to circle back.
We did a lot of circling back today, back and forth, back and forth.
Switch back.
I thoroughly enjoyed Iron Mountain Road and Needles, and we'll talk about Needles when we get there. But that kind of riding to me, I don't want to say it's more enjoyable or less enjoyable. It's just a very enjoyable ride for me. I feel like you are closer to the road, both literally and figuratively. You really have to become one, not to sound cheesy, but you kind of have to become one with your bike and really trust that you know what you're doing and that the bike is going to respond how you want it to. You had mentioned when you start looking where you want the bike to go, it starts going there and it feels more comfortable versus staring right in front of you. And that's part of the whole, in my opinion, that's part of the whole experience. Hit my elbow. That's part of the whole experience for me is you're kind of leading the bike where you want it to go. And I don't know. It's just one of those experiences that
Brett became one with his bike.
Well, I think you really have to. I mean, you have to trust the bike. You have to trust your instincts and understand, the concepts of what you're doing. And I don't know. Part of it is I grew up when, I started riding motorcycle. Those were the type of roads that I would thoroughly enjoy. We would find those roads. We would run those roads, and we would continue to run those roads. On a sport bike, riding 55, 60 down a highway in the middle of the country was fine, but it's a lot different experience if I were to hop on the Street Glide and go 55, 60 miles an hour down the country, because it's basically a Cadillac on wheels, and you can just sit and hit the cruise and relax, and it gets that effect. But when you have a sport bike, you're really looking for those turns and twists and things like that to make that ride a little bit more enjoyable. So that's probably why it kind of took me back to some of those days. So Keystone. So from Iron Mountain Road, we went to Keystone.
Justin finally got lunch.
I got lunch.
And we had lunch.
Very good.
It was very, very good. A lot of bikes.
The pizza was amazing there.
A lot of bikes. A couple helicopters.
Yeah, they're doing helicopter tours. They do that all year.
A lot of interesting looking bikes and people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sat out.
We saw quite a bit.
What was the, do you remember the name of the restaurant? Like Bob's Pizza?
The Boss.
The Boss.
The Boss, not Bob.
Boss's
Pizza and Chicken.
Yeah, it was fantastic food.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was sitting right on the main drag, so we were able to observe.
That's right.
People and the bikes coming through and leaving. And
yeah, that was fun to sit outside because it was such beautiful weather. We had like 68 degrees. Felt warmer than that, but it was nice to sit outside and we could eat and watch the stuff happen rather than it be 95 degrees and we're suffering.
The weather has completely changed. It did a
Iron
Mountain Road and
switchback.
The switchback that we went from riding through an air fryer to riding through a nice refrigerated cooler.
To the point at night where we had to put on jacket or sweatshirts.
And that's crazy. It actually rained on Iron Mountain Road.
Yeah. Right at the end, I'm like, oh my gosh, this couldn't get any more stressful. Now it's starting to rain on us? God.
I enjoyed it, but I secretly, I shouldn't say secretly, I just thought to myself, I'm sure Chris and Justin are hating their lives right now because I knew you guys didn't really, not that you didn't enjoy it, but it wasn't your most favorite road to be on.
Correct, but it was.
And then the rain started coming.
Yeah,
I remember we pulled over so I could put my sweatshirt on and have a little coverage from the rain. And I think Justin asked, how far is it to Keystone? And I think we said it was like 7 miles, but it was going to take 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I said, it's all switchback. And his face,
looked defeated.
You look just defeated. And I think that was probably a combination of your hunger, but also the fact that you don't really like the switchback. So you're like, I'm getting stuck twice with stuff. I just want food, damn it.
Brett would never stop at a restaurant for me.
Yeah, I know.
Share that story.
Yeah, no.
I can't remember what road we were on.
We were on the Iron Mountain
Road. Oh, it was Iron Mountain Road. So share that story.
Still
that was funny.
And like in the middle, as you're leaving, I mean, there's parts that are in Custer State Park and there's parts that are not. And when you leave Custer State Park, there's a pretty famous sign that a lot of people get photos next to. And I was thinking, hey, you know, I mean, a lot of people get photos next to the sign. Maybe we'll get photos next to the sign, but no. We ended up passing like 3 different little bar resort places that all of them had food and probably Snicker bars and probably a Red Bull or something else, you know, just to, you know,
so
fight
things.
The hypoglycemia that I was battling on these switchbacks, but... You know, no, we decided not to stop at any of those. And then so we passed the one. I'm like, oh, that's sad. And then we passed the second one. I'm like, oh, I mean, I guess we're not going to stop. And then, you know, just for the S's and G's of it, there's a third one. And I'm like, oh, maybe we'll stop here at this guy. And nope, just vroom, 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 right through. And then I'm just sad.
Vroom, vroom.
I'm hungry and sad. And then the switchback started, so... the struggle was real.
The struggle was real.
That was funny. Yeah, that was a funny story. I like that one. That's probably my funny highlight of the day, too, by the way. Where'd we go next, Brett?
So from Keystone, we went to none other than Mount Rushmore.
Yep. That's it's cool. It's cool to walk up to it and see it. As you're coming up the highway, that was really neat to see. You're coming up the highway, and you just see Mount Rushmore out of the horizon. And then you get there. It's cool to see the monument. It's cool to go walk down the whole stretch with the flags. But then once you get there, like, I'm staring at rocks. So it's only like, what do you need, 5 minutes to really do it? And you're pretty much done. Yep. And
There it
is.
All right. It's still there. Looks the same.
Yeah. Still cool to see, though.
It's an experience. And of course, you're, you know, on the cycle. So that makes it kind of cool.
Yep.
So we left Mount Rushmore and we went to Sylvan Lake. That was a very brief stop. We got a couple of photos.
Lake was still there, too.
Lake was still there.
That's a really nice area.
You might want to see this lake. I'm like, it is. Let's go.
It's a pretty famous lake, and there's a lot of really good hikes around that
What's
area.
What's famous about it? Is there, like, was it in a
movie
or anything?
A lot of
the
tourist magazines that you see, that's, you know, they'll have a photo of it because there's that rock in, you know, within the water. And,
well, we actually...
there's some good hikes around that area.
Became part of a photo op for the tourists that were there.
We have a nice family from Columbia.
Yeah.
Some photos.
Take a photo.
Yep.
They wanted photos with us and the bikes. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just because her son wanted to get a bike and they want her or him to get a bike like what we have.
But they apparently, and this is what's fascinating about meeting different people, but apparently in Colombia, motorcycles are very expensive, is what we were told. So.
Yeah.
Well,
and
if you ever, I mean, like on the islands or Dominican, you know, anytime you don't see cruisers, they're all
dirt bike, moped type
things.
Yep.
You just don't see cruisers. But shout out to Colombia. Do you have 12 shout very out. Nice people that are visiting South Dakota right now?
Yeah,
that was awesome. So that was a very, very brief stop there. And that was also the start of Needles Highway. I guess let's just talk about Needles Highway. Needles Highway is famous where they have the rock cutout that you ride through. And that's pretty much right after. the start of it. So, Chris, yep. What are your thoughts on Needles Highway?
This one was more enjoyable for me. Even though it was tight turns, they didn't feel as tight, or maybe I was just already used to it, so that could have been
Half of the time, they don't have the center line on the road either.
Yeah.
So, you were making your own center line when there wasn't traffic coming.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you were enjoying both sides of the road.
I think the road was like 12 feet wide, and Chris was using all 12 feet of it.
Yeah. No, I at least used 6 for sure. I was using all 6 to 7 possibly. Yeah. But no, I enjoyed that one. I think it was the beginning of it. You got right up to where the rock cutout is, it seemed, and then there was a lot of right going right back down. And like I said earlier, I'm more comfortable going downhill, it seems, and that was pretty enjoyable as well. So I don't know, that one felt more comfortable. Maybe it's because I was focusing more ahead of my bike rather than somewhat in front of my bike. So maybe I was taking the turns better, or I was just used to it. But that one was way more enjoyable. And even the going down part was a pretty fun fun time too. It was really just kind of beautiful scenery. That one was more exciting for me than Iron Mountain.
Iron Mountain Road, yeah.
Justin, what say you?
I mean, just kind of going back to... You know, I feel like I've missed a lot. That there's a lot to see.
Even on this one?
Yeah, no. I mean, I would say that there's definitely even more that was missed on Needles than there was Iron Mountain.
Yeah.
I mean, you could literally take probably half a day, if not longer, to stop at all those like little locations along the way to really get like, 'cause it felt like you're basically riding the top of the mountain.
Black Elk Peak, if you ever come back to the area, or if you want to do the hike on this trip, I'm sure you don't, but Allison and I couldn't tell you how many years ago now, we actually hiked Black Elk Peak, and I believe it's the tallest structure or land mass in South Dakota, and you can see everything from there, and there's actually an old fire state, like a fire lookout.
Oh, really?
For wildfires, yeah.
They were low today.
It's super, super, super fun. It's a great hike.
Old Smoky Bear.
Smoky Bear says low today.
Low chances.
Yeah, Needles was definitely better than Iron Mountain, in my opinion. But that's just me. Yeah. I don't know.
And
it was shorter, too. It felt shorter.
It did feel shorter, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what the mileage is on either. Oh, I'm yawning. I don't know what the mileage is on... I don't know which one's longer.
I feel like Iron Mountain just got kind of drug out, you know.
It might have been because you're hungry too. I'd be curious. We should look up the miles. I wonder how far it is. It likely is longer because it goes further and then it kind of comes back.
I feel like it took a while to get going with Iron Mountain, where Needles just kind of like, bam, you're there.
Yeah, you just dive right into it.
It could have just been the direction we went, because if we would have came the other direction, then you would have had a little bit more of a slow burn starting that, you know, I felt like once we got past, like, the rock cutouts and, like, where we stopped for a brief moment, once you got past that, it was just basically downhill, and then it's you lose your visuals. So you're just riding through the hills at that point.
So going back to the mileage portion, Iron Mountain is 3 miles longer, 17 miles, and Needles is 14 miles long. So there's your fun fact.
Pretty close.
Pretty close to the same. But
you might think 17 miles takes 17 minutes. It's, I think, what did Iron Mountain Road take? An hour?
Yeah, it was something like that.
It was about an hour to go 17 miles because of all the switchbacks and the speed that you're going. So
yep. So yeah, that
so
was
3 miles would make a big difference.
So what was next? What did we do next after that?
We went to that Lake Lodge Visitor Center.
Yep, Lake Lodge. That was cool. I got a great photo there.
That's where the ice cream machine was broken.
Yeah, actually, when Allison and I were out here years ago, we actually had lunch at that place. So that's where I knew it was there.
The tube steaks were smelling good.
I don't think we had tube steaks. I think we probably had like a sandwich. But
Brett did compliment the chef.
We had it out on there's a patio and it overlooks that lake. But we were trying to get our patch.
Yeah.
We got a patch. Yep, We've been trying to get patches.
All the major locations.
We got some at the Badlands. Yeah. Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
Custer.
Yep. Is that it?
I
Okay, I gotta look in my pocket.
I thought we had that's four. Because I brought three with me, and I have six that I need to put on my vest right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, then that answers the question. So then we got to get one at Devil's Tower in the next couple days.
So we'll get one at
Devil's Tower. And Deadwood and Sturgis. And
Sturgis, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, we kind of pushed home.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that we were an hour and 20-ish minutes away from here. So, you know, in my mind, all 16, these things.
It was like 63 miles, and it was an hour and 20.
Crazy.
We did stop at that reservoir.
That's cool,
that we saw on the... On our ride in, that's on Highway 385.
Yeah.
It starts with a P.
Yeah, it starts with a P. I can't remember how.
We rode back through Hill City, through the road construction. That was one thing I didn't touch on in the beginning. 385 had some wicked road construction.
I didn't think it was that bad. Just that Red Rock area.
It was rough roads.
It was rough. Yeah. It was, but it was that only for a stretch was pretty.
There was, yeah, it was.
It wasn't horrible, ideal. Horrible. It just wasn't comfortable.
Yeah.
Especially that one where they kind of shot you off a little bit and then shot you back quick. When we went down south on that road this morning, it was a lot worse because there was a lot of bikes this morning.
Well,
and it wasn't as many at night, but we were riding it at 7:30.
When we were coming back, too, you get so used to seeing all these signs on, you know, Iron Mountain and Needles that say, like, caution, sharp turns ahead. So I'm like, where's the switchback coming?
Yeah, I know. I saw that, too.
And then it's like, oh, okay.
It's so like 40 miles an hour.
It's a slight turn. It's like I was more worked up in my head.
Yeah, I know.
I'm waiting for that sharp turn to come. It's like, oh, okay, well.
I thought the same thing,
that,
too.
That knife's been dull for a while. It's not so sharp.
Yeah, so we took 385 north back up to Lead. We stopped at the reservoir. Took a photo, sunset photo, was very nice.
Yep.
And then we geared up. It was starting to get a little chilly as the sun went down. I think it was 55 degrees when we rolled in town here.
Really?
It was probably a little bit.
Oh, I suppose.
It was probably the a little best bit. Weather that we've had.
Not at night. I was cold.
Not according to Brett's hands.
My hands were almost
very
numb.
Well, and then we went through Deadwood.
Yeah,
night
so we
to
got
get a video.
We could have hung a left, and we were a mile away. I think it was like 1.6 miles from the condo we're staying at. We decided to do the Deadwood Loop because last night when we rode through, you tried to do the Insta360, but the battery was dead, so you were unable to get that of us riding through the historic downtown.
But this was cooler because it was at night, so all the lights were on.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was neat. Still a little light yesterday, I think, when we went through.
Oh, yeah, it was very light. Yeah. Because we came in, we got in town like
this was
six.
The first time that I've thrown my extra lights on.
Oh, your auxiliary lights?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did that. We did the historic downtown Deadwood. That was cool. All the neon lights were on and the streets were still lined with cycles and you were able to get a good video out of that and
I sure did.
And so we pulled in and packed up and
so what are our supper. Fun things for the day then? What was your best thing, Brett, from the day for you?
I don't know if I have like a best thing. This was
I have one thing that stands out in my mind, so maybe I got one thing that
this
stands
whole
out
loop
mind.
Was probably the one that I was looking forward to the most. I mean, I'm excited for tomorrow, obviously, with it being your birthday and, you know, being able to celebrate Woo! You. And right now it's 11:52 p.m. Mountain Time. So back home, it's already Chris's birthday, and here we're 7 minutes away
from
his birthday. But no, that'll be exciting, and we're going to do the Sturgis, full throttle, all that kind of stuff, Deadwood during the day, just kind of walk around, you know, see the things. And then we're going to go out and actually try to experience some of the nightlife, go up to Sturgis and maybe work our way back. Yes, the Sturgis stuff, because this is where the rally is I'm excited to see it. But the loop that we did today, that whole ride was probably one of the things I was looking forward to the most.
And you've never done that other than in a car?
I've never done it on anything other than a car.
Okay. So you have done it in a car before, though?
Huh?
You would have gone through that in a car?
Yes, many times.
Okay.
I shouldn't say many, but several times. And
more than once.
More than probably four times.
Okay.
Jeez.
But this was probably the ride that we did today. It was only 200 miles, but it was, like Justin said earlier, it was about That's 11 hours of ride time. Mm-hmm. And we did, the longest we sat was lunch, I think.
Yep.
Maybe Mount Rushmore, it was about the same if you count parking, walking, seeing everything, going into the gift shop, and leaving. It might be very comparable, but
yeah, we were on
other
the bike.
Than that, you know, our stops were, if we had to fuel up, we stopped for fuel once, very short. If it was a lookout, we kind of just saw the scenery and then kind of moved on. So it was a solid day of riding. But this one was the one that I was looking forward to the most, because to me, I think that this is why I fell in love. Aside from the Deadwood scene, I really like the history, like we kind of spoke about on yesterday's podcast with, you know, Bob Poole and that saloon, Shot in the Dark saloon. Like, those things bring me here. And then Custer State Park, it kind of just wraps everything. Like, that's what I think of when I think of the Black Hills, is really that loop and seeing that scenery and sightseeing and stuff like that. So,
all right, Justin, what was yours?
12 out of 10 day.
12 out of 10 day. Ooh, 12 out of 10, over 100%. Justin, before you have to go put the laundry quarters in, you want to say what your favorite one was? Or if you had something? You just happy you didn't die?
I mean, most days I'm pretty happy about that.
I just want to say one thing, and maybe tomorrow's episode you won't do it. I think every episode that we've recorded, every single day, you've brought up dying or something along those effects.
By the way, we're still alive.
And I just...
Our parents thought we were going to die.
I just don't... Maybe that's what it is. Maybe your parents thought you were going to not make it, so now you just say it every day.
It may be.
So tomorrow, the goal for tomorrow's episode is for you not to say that.
We're going to be living it up, so we won't be dying.
I say every day when we hop on the bike... Before we hop on, I check everything over, you know, try to check the, you know, tires, make sure there's nothing loose. And then I say, I don't know if anybody's spiritual or religious or not, but I always say a prayer to keep us safe, let us not have, you know, any issues, and just keep two wheels up, rubber on the ground.
Two wheels down.
Two wheels down.
Yeah, not up.
Two wheels up.
I said rubber on the ground.
We're doing backflips.
Yeah.
Climb.
So anyway,
Justin, what was your fun
point
one?
Being, don't say it anymore on the episodes.
My funnest thing today.
Or is there like one thing that stands out?
I mean, the buffalo were cool. I mean,
oh yeah, the buffalo on the side of the road.
I mean, all the buffalo that we saw today. That was, I mean, you have distance between you and the buffalo, but I mean, there's nothing between you and the buffalo. I mean, if he wanted to like come after us. I mean, there were some kids that were where we were parked at when we saw the herd, the next group down. I don't know if you guys saw that or not, but there were some kids that were like had walked out in the field, and there was one that was like looking at them.
Oh, that you see it every year, especially. I think a lot of it's in Yellowstone. People try to get their photos and stuff, and then, you know.
I mean, they got signs everywhere saying the buffalo are dangerous and
correct.
Stop.
Correct, stop, but they messing. Will. In some time in my life. And I don't know, they do the Buffalo Roundup, and I think that is maybe, I don't know if you can look that up. I think it might be the week after the rally, or at some point it's coming up, I believe. But my goal is for one of the times to be on the wildlife loop while the buffalo are crossing the road and kind of in the mix, because I think that'd be a pretty cool experience.
You see Buffalo Roundup?
The Buffalo Roundup.
September 25th to the 27th.
Oh, it's in September.
Yeah. So my one thing that stood out in my mind today was...
Shout out Corey Speen. Sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to say this on the podcast. Because he's got horses, for the Buffalo Roundup, you can come out here and volunteer. And what they do is they round them up to do vaccinations, and there's a handful of other things.
For the buffalo?
For the buffalo, yes.
Oh.
That's what the buffalo.
Corey, we'll get out here with your trailer and your horses, and let's go.
Yep.
The one thing that stood out for me was when, even though it was on my least favorite part of the day, which was Iron Mountain Road, was going through the tunnel and seeing Mount Rushmore in the distance lit up bright with the sun. That was something. I come around the corner, all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa.
Was that the
that's cool.
first tunnel or the second one?
I think it was the second one.
Yeah.
It was. We were way up, and I go through it. Whoa, that's cool. And I got that on the 360 cam, too. So that one stood out to me very much so. That would be the one thing that stood out for me. So,
what I've been thinking about this a lot, and today I didn't have a lot of music going. I kind of wanted to be, not to sound cheesy, but like one with
just one with the bike and nature.
What is one takeaway And we'll get to Justin after you, and maybe I can give my perspective. But what's one takeaway from this trip? Maybe something that you've learned about yourself, maybe something that you wanted the trip to be. I mean, and we're, what are we, about halfway through the total trip? We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, Thursday, today's the end of Friday. So we're not even halfway. Tomorrow's the halfway point.
Sure.
So,
well, one thing I learned is you better be knowledgeable of your bike when you're going on those roads today. That's one thing, is like, you got to know what you're doing. And even I felt like a beginner going up Iron Mountain Road. I felt like a damn beginner, but that, it was cool. And I love nature of looking. I don't like camping. Don't get me wrong. I don't love it that much, but I do love the scenery. So I do love that. So far, I think that's the one big thing I took away from today, is be experienced if you come out here, so you don't kill someone. Because
happy,
it's
birthday. Happy birthday. It's midnight.
Not on my watch. It's 11:59.
No.
We go off of stove time.
Stove time.
Stove time.
Mountain stove time.
Lead stove time.
I think that'll be a better question to ask me on the last day when we're in our last hotel.
No, I'm kind of gauging it, because I've had a lot of time to think. And one of the things, I don't know, you know, one of the things that I learned when, you know, with our lawn, I spent about
an
hour and 45 minutes mowing. So I'm sitting on the mower.
It's just
me and my thoughts. And so I feel like I've been able to do that a lot. It puts things into perspective a little bit of kind of.
Yeah. Well, and then I got something now for you, because now that you said that, this popped into my mind multiple times, not even just today, but thinking about my wife and my baby at home, Lainey, that was one thing I'm like, well, we got to come home safe, but I do miss them, but I'm still having this fun experience with you guys. So I'm like, that's one thing. It's like the balance of friendship with your guy friends and then the family life at home and getting home safe and seeing them. That's one thing that's been in my mind as we rode, not only here, but also today a little bit too, when we're riding through. I'm like, oh, this is so beautiful. But I also have a beautiful family at home too that I can't wait to get back to.
Yeah, it definitely. I think that when you get to experience this stuff, but you also have, you know, your loved ones and family at home, you really have this sense of making sure that you do everything properly, or I don't know, what kind of what you said. You want to get home safe.
Yep.
You want to be able to experience the things, and missing somebody is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, because it means you care.
Well, now, you know, I was telling you guys this last night. This was off air, but I was saying, like, it feels like
off the air.
It was off the air. We weren't on the air. It was like, I feel like you kind of, like, I'm kind of closing a chapter and opening up a new one when I get back. Because we're selling our house, just had a baby, our last dog just passed away recently, and now we're moving into a new house with a new baby in a new neighborhood that'll hopefully be her future neighborhood. So that was kind of like another part of my takeaway of the whole situation, but it feels like one chapter of my life is closing, or not my life, it's one chapter in life is closing, and the next one is starting up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Justin, you want to add in anything or not?
We got really deep lighted laundry apparently.
Yeah, no, it was basically a takeaway, you know. It was more of a deeper question of, you know, your expectation coming out here, maybe something that you wanted to learn about yourself or experience, you know. It's you and two wheels and some saddlebags, and that's what you have. So anyway, it was kind of one of those things. We're not even halfway through the trip yet. Tomorrow's a halfway point. We established that. But it was just kind of any takeaways, things that...
I mean, you've kind of gathered through this whole time that, like, we show up to something like, okay, well, here's this. All right, there it is. Move along. I'm very detail-oriented right now, that it's like, all right, we're going to go see this. We're going to ride this. We're going to do that. Okay.
Done. Justin's overthinking situation is not happening. There's nothing to think about.
Yeah.
Get off,
look. That's the one thing I'm not overthinking. It's like, okay, we're going to do this. All right, there it is.
Yeah, I think you spent about an hour and a half thinking about if you're going to do laundry tonight.
And the laundry could have been done in that time of thinking.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just trying to plan it out, because I didn't realize we're going to have to, you know, find a way to get quarters to do laundry, coin-op laundry.
It was a process.
That was not advertised appropriately on the Vrbo website.
I don't believe it was either. It just said that there was
laundry. I was going to be doing laundry like every 2 days just to like keep everything nice and fresh and so we didn't have like full loads. But yeah. Here we are. I don't know. I mean, it's more or less just like saying that we did it. We done it.
Yeah, we done did it.
We done did it.
So far, would you guys recommend this trip to anybody that was considering out there pondering
once
doing it?
I think everybody should do it once and then make your decision from there.
If you're a,
I would recommend. I mean, if you're a biker, if you have a bike, you ride. You feel comfortable riding. You feel comfortable enough to do this type of ride. Then yeah, do it once, and yes. Then everybody should do it once.
I would
Am
say
going to return? Probably not. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying that up front.
We haven't gone to Sturgis though. You might fall in love with Main Street at Sturgis, and
that was one thing I was going to say. Ask this question in a couple days.
The 5 t-shirts for $15. Yeah. You might just say, I can't beat that. I got to come back every year for my t-shirts,
my new wardrobe.
Yeah, my new wardrobe for the year.
I mean, if I came back, I think I would trailer. To be honest with you,
I could see that. Yeah,
I've made the trip on my own once. I think that I could totally see trailering.
I think it depends on, because I've thought about that too.
Or at least like part way, like maybe like somewhere, maybe like trailer to like around Wall, or maybe, you know, just a little bit closer to, yeah, or further away from Sturgis from Wall. Make it like an hour, 2 hours to ride.
It is a long ride out, but I think that's also part of it. But
again, I think you should do it once. But there's nothing that we passed between Minnesota and Lead that.
No, but I think there's something to be said. I think there's something to be said about the windshield time, because as much as it was a long 2 days to get out here, I think there's some, it adds some value. And I'm not saying don't trailer, like if you've ridden out once, you know, not to trailer. It's just, I've been just thinking about what that looks like. And then I also think about a lot of, and I think I spoke on this yesterday, or one of the days anyway. There's a lot of groups out there with 10 or 15 riders. And of course, there's riding clubs and MCs and things like that that are out here. But not aside from those, there's still like big, large groups. And then I thought, I wonder what it'd be like if we had 10 or 15.
I was thinking about that at dinner.
And, you know, like our wives and... You had, it was like a whole thing, and I think that would also be different. Not to say that just the three of us, it made it difficult and more like longer by any means to come out here, but it just, with more people, I wonder if that would change the dynamic at all of the ride.
If I did a large group, I wouldn't want to do it during rally.
I could see that.
I think that if I was going to do it again with a large group, it would be nice to be able to go through and hit everything without, I mean, I haven't felt pressured. I haven't felt that. I mean, I've had people like, I'm the one that rides in the back. I've had people on our ass. We've had people in front of them that we've been riding their ass too. So, I mean, there's large
too.
Numbers of people around. So it would be nice. Like the people that come like the week before the rally or the week after the rally, where you can still get the t-shirts. You're still like, you're not here during the rally, but you're,
but then does the t-shirt even count?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it does.
I think it does.
I think you have to come to the rally by a rally t-shirt.
I think so too.
I don't think you can come the week.
I don't even know if I'm
going to
buy a rally t-shirt.
It's the 85th. You got to, I'm wearing my 57th tomorrow.
Okay.
I almost got that 1996 Sturgis hat from the Winona Antiques.
But you technically weren't there.
I don't know,
so.
But a lot of this is like going to like the Harley posing dealerships where, I mean, you guys got your poker chips. I get the pins.
Yeah.
I mean, I
the one thing with larger group that I thought about that too with like during the rally was it would make it more challenging to find places to park. And we haven't even really scratched the surface. You know, we haven't. Yeah, Hill City, we probably would have been fine. There was plenty of parking. Mm-hmm. We were there early enough. We'll find out with Deadwood.
We could have found
parking
tonight in Deadwood.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was plenty of spots that would have been open.
Not on Main Street. Not on the main area.
Oh, I saw tons of, like,
right in the beginning,
sections.
Like there was yesterday. But not, like, once you got to the brick, they were all covered.
Yeah, well, I mean.
But, yes, we'll see tomorrow.
It's all timing.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow it's going to really shed light on if we really actually like the rally or not, because we really haven't been in the thick of it. I don't think we've just been on the ride. We did the ride today, which is, that's part of it, but we haven't really been to any of the places while people are all packed in there, other than Hill City.
I think that you have different levels of rally, though. You have the people that come out here and they tent camp and they're doing it
old school.
And you have people that like stay at, you know, the Chip, or they go to the concerts and stuff like that. There's definitely people that come here just for rally, and then we're
the adult entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. We're not really doing a whole lot of that.
We haven't done any of that.
I mean, we tore up Lead last night.
Oh yeah,
we tore it to pieces.
We shut down the brewery at 8 o'clock.
We got wild. No,
actually, we left before they shut it down.
They were closed.
Well, they were technically
the
closed.
The only people that were in there were the owners.
Yeah. Well, they were still going strong.
Yeah.
When we left to go get food, but no, I mean, I think that you have different levels of. Like the rally, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're definitely not experiencing like going to the campground and
Nor do I have.
I have no desire.
Absolutely zero desire to go to that. I'm excited for the shorter ride tomorrow because we're just basically putzing from here to Deadwood to Sturgis up to full throttle and kind of back down. And then obviously we spoke about this earlier in the podcast, but I'm kind of excited to people watch a little bit. I've seen a lot of videos. I've seen a lot of photos out there on Facebook and whatnot on YouTube, and I'm kind of curious.
I never know what's actually true and what's not.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you see like a Facebook Live or a video, you know,
it's
fairly true. But I'm excited for the people watching to see all the.
I'm excited just to see what Sturgis is like during this, because obviously the only time I went there was nothing happening in March. So it'll be interesting just to see what it's all like down there and just go down that main street. So. Anyways, tomorrow, that's the plan.
We went 45 minutes.
Yep. 45 minutes. So tomorrow the plan is Deadwood earlier, maybe then later, and then Sturgis afterwards, and then full throttle wherever the heck that is, and we'll just play it by ear.
Yeah.
And I get to go to a brewery finally in Sturgis. Yay, you guys are going to let me. Yay.
You've already been to a brewery.
That one?
Yeah,
it's a brewery.
The other one that we made.
The one in Sturgis. Well, no, I think there was two in Sturgis because
The one's just the saloon, yes. Yeah. And the other one actually is. It's Sturgis Brewery. So.
Oh,
and nice. It's got a really cool like guy with a bearded hops.
Oh,
thing,
yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Kind of
neat. You were wondering if they had a patch.
Heck yeah, because that'd be a cool patch. But anyways, tomorrow, day number, 4? So we'll see what we got. We'll record again tomorrow night and see. If Sturgis is all it's all been cracked up to be, I know Deadwood's a really cool place. I've been there. And I got to get Stephanie a glass that she broke. I got to re-get one.
Nice.
Then we go gambling.
You're going to go gamble. Perfect. Any other final thoughts, guys?
I got nothing.
All right.
It's time for bed.
It's time
get
for bed.
Get some rest.
Time to get some rest.
Get up in the morning.
All right. Well,
Justin's got to finish doing laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta
fold mine nicely, please.
This ain't no turndown service.
Can you please fold?
Give me
my,
a towel animal on my bed.
Can you fluff my pillow?
You'll give me a towel animal on my bed. Damn it.
No, it's not that type of.
All right. Operation. Let's shut it down.
All right. Vroom vroom. We're out.
Vroom vroom.